Okay, so we've got this, frankly, kind of concerning article about the engine leasing market.
Yeah, concerning is a good word for it. It's not something most people think about, engine leasing, but it's a huge part of how planes.
So what happens when you have this huge demand for planes, but the new ones are stuck in production limbo, and even the existing engines are under scrutiny?
Well, you turn to the classics. The article calls it a resurgence, but basically, older aircraft models are suddenly back in hot demand.
So instead of being retired, these 20, 30-year-old planes are getting a second life. That's kind of wild.
It is, but it makes sense in this market. And the article points to ACMI operators as a key driver of this trend. They're the ones who lease planes out to airlines, especially during peak seasons.
Right, so if they're snapping up these older aircraft, that puts even more pressure on everyone else.
Exactly, it's a chain reaction. The GTF issue creates this scramble for alternatives, which breathes new life into older engines and planes, and it all feeds back into this market that most people don't even know exists.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Like this hidden world suddenly having a huge impact on something we all experience, air travel. It's like we're suddenly back in the era of vintage aircraft, but this time it's not by choice, right? It's pure necessity driving this trend.
Yeah, it's a seller's market for sure. If you've got a working engine, you're in luck. The article talks about engine leasing companies facing this, this kind of feeding frenzy for inventory.
I can imagine everyone wants a piece of the action, but there's just not enough to go around.
Especially when it comes to the newer, more fuel-efficient models, those are like gold dust right now.
And that's pushing airlines to dust off those old ISE V2500 engines, the ones the article mentioned.
Exactly, the V2500, they're workhorses. Reliable, but not exactly known for their fuel efficiency.
So airlines are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Either they pay a premium for the newer engines, or they go with the older ones and deal with higher fuel costs.
It's a tough call, and it all factors into what they can offer passengers, ticket prices, routes. It all comes into play.
It's like this ripple effect. One thing leads to another, and suddenly the entire industry is feeling the pressure.
And it's not just the airlines. Think about the maintenance and repair companies, the MROs. They're swamped.
Right, because those older engines probably need a bit more TLC to keep them running, right?
Exactly. More inspections, more maintenance. And on top of that, they're facing the same supply chain issues as everyone else, getting parts, finding skilled technicians. It's a challenge.
It makes you wonder, with this scramble for any working aircraft, are we going to see those airplane graveyards resurrected? You know, those places where they store all the retired planes?
It's a possibility, the article touches on that, but bringing a plane back from storage is no small feat. It's expensive, time-consuming.
So it's a gamble for these airlines, weighing the costs and benefits, hoping it pays off.
It's a high-stakes game for sure, and the decisions they make today will have a ripple effect for years to come, both for the industry and for passengers like us.
Speaking of costs, the article mentioned that a lot of these engine leasing companies rely on private investment. So how are they coping with this, this chaotic market?
It's definitely putting a strain on their finances. The article talks about this trend of continued time engines, which is a pretty telling sign of the times.
Continued time engines. So are we talking about pushing these engines past their expiration dates? Is that safe?
It's not exactly about expiration dates, but yeah, it's pushing the limits. Basically, these engines have reached the end of their recommended service life, but instead of being retired, they're kept in operation.
So instead of getting a new engine, we're just going to keep flying with the old ones. I don't know. That doesn't sound ideal.
It's not ideal, but it's the reality right now. But it's not like they just slap some duct tape on there and hope for the best. Continued time engines require really rigorous inspections and maintenance to make sure they're still safe to fly.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better, but it still sounds like a lot of extra work, extra costs. It's like trying to keep a vintage car running, you know? You love it, but it needs constant attention.
It's a good analogy. And the thing is, with these engines, it's not about nostalgia, it's about necessity. The demand is so high and the alternatives are so limited that airlines are left with, not a lot of options.
And the article mentioned an expert, Oliver James from Airfin, and he basically said that we're in uncharted territory here. So even the people who deal with this stuff every day are kind of scratching their heads.
It's a pretty clear sign that this isn't just a blip on the radar, you know?
Yeah.
This engine shortage, it's a symptom of some much bigger challenges facing the aviation industry.
So what does this all mean for the future of flying? I mean, are we going to see some radical new engine designs, or are we stuck with these band-aid solutions for the foreseeable future?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Will this crisis be the push the industry needs to invest in more sustainable aviation technologies, you know, things like electric or hydrogen-powered planes? Or will it just, I don't know, cement our reliance on these older, less efficient aircraft? Only time will tell, I guess.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? This whole engine leasing market, it's like this hidden world that most of us never think about, but it has such a huge impact on something we all experience, air travel.
It really highlights how interconnected everything is, you know? The demand for air travel, the complexities of aircraft production, the environmental concerns, it's all tangled up. And this engine shortage, it's like it's pulled back the curtain and shown us just how complicated this system really is.
And for someone like me, who I admit, I love to travel, right? It makes you appreciate the complexity of it all, you know, all the moving parts that have to work together to get us from point A to point B safely.
It's a testament to human ingenuity, that's for sure. But it also makes you wonder, what's next? What will the future of flight look like as we grapple with these challenges? It's something to think about, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's been a fascinating deep dive into a topic that, let's be honest, we probably don't think about nearly enough. But hey, that's what we're here for, right? To uncover these hidden stories and, well, hopefully learn a thing or two along the way. Thanks for joining us. This is definitely one we'll be keeping an eye on.